it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. White ones, blue ones, red ones, twinkling and twinkling, so many stars. We know a little bit about what you are, distant suns from faraway galaxies moving through space and across time, but we still have lots of questions. What makes stars twinkle? Asked Firas Abdullah as he looked up into the dark night sky. And why are they different colors? He added. Are the bright ones closer to us than the smaller ones? I mused. And do we know yet how many of them there are? Well, I thought the twinkling might have something to do with the atmosphere. The only thing I knew about colors came from planets, not stars. So I said I'd look into it. You can imagine how delighted I was a few days later when, at my local coffee shop, I stopped to talk with a friend and met his friend, who knew all about the little diamonds in our sky. Jez Wayne is a brilliant system architect who provides data for a European space agency in order to help them count stars. Due to one of the silver linings of COVID, where folks behind computers can work from most anywhere, he happens to be visiting us on the western slope of Colorado. So, I asked him all of these questions. Let's start with the numbers. That's the place everyone wants to start, but it's also the place that often ends up not being the unmovable basic ground we hoped it would be, and instead can lead us to realize how much more there is to know. So, what do we know? Well, there are thousands of stars visible to the naked eye, and millions can be seen through telescopes. We also know that stars are not scattered randomly, but gathered together into vast groups known as galaxies. Our star, the Sun, belongs to the Milky Way galaxy, and astronomers estimate there are about 100,000 million stars in the Milky Way alone. There are millions and millions of galaxies. According to Jez, he and other scientists do not count individual stars. Instead, they count the number and luminosity of galaxies in sections of the sky. He has counted less than 1% of the sky, but extrapolating from these kinds of initial data, Brian Jackson, an associate professor of astronomy at Boise State University, postulates that there are approximately 200 billion trillion stars in the universe. What's a billion trillion? Well, it's about 200 sextillion. And to give that number some context, it's about 10 times the number of cups of water in all of the oceans of Earth. The short answer, a lot. A lot of stars. Likely more than we can imagine. And in our quest to count them, we may learn a lot more about them. Among the hundreds of millions of stars that we do know about, there are many kinds, so many that they have their own taxonomic rank. Plants and animals have taxonomies of domain, phylum, class, order, family, while stars are classified by their sizes, surface temperatures, movements, and what stage of their life cycle they are in. There are collapsed mega, now neutron stars, dying brown dwarf stars, pulsars that expand to more than five times their mass and then contract again, mega supergiant stars, and many, many more. And we're still finding new ones. Now, the color of a star is linked to its surface temperature. The hotter the star, the shorter the wavelength of light it will emit. The hottest ones are blue or blue-white, which are shorter wavelengths of light. The cooler ones have longer wavelengths and are red or red-brown. Stars actually come in many colors, blue ones, green ones, purple ones, red ones, brown ones, yellow ones, and white ones. But we mostly see red and blue and white because those are the colors of light that the lenses of our eyes most easily select. In addition to temperature, one of the many fascinating things Jez told us was that the color of a star can also depend on its movement. In particular, if it is traveling towards us or away from us. This is known as the Doppler shift. Just like with sound waves, if the source of the wave, in this case light waves from a star, are moving towards us, they start to pile up on each other like waves on a beach, becoming denser, and the light is shifted to higher frequencies on the color spectrum, so blues. Conversely, if the source of the waves is moving away, they become more spread out and light is shifted to lower frequencies on the color spectrum, oranges and reds. As for the initial question, what makes stars twinkle? Well, it is about the atmosphere, but it's also about the fact that starlight comes to us from very, very far away, and so there is a lot less of it compared to the brighter and more abundant light from planets, our solar system neighbors. As those little lines of starlight reach down through our atmosphere to us here on Earth, those light waves are bounced around or refracted by changes in the density and temperature of the atmosphere, and this causes the star's appearance to wobble or to twinkle. Scientists call this twinkling astronomical scintillation. Personally, I find the whole topic of stars scintillating, and how appropriate that the word itself means brilliantly exciting. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.